opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And I can tell you right now where she is. She's heading to the barn, to the stables. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But good morning. It's the 15th of November.
Thanksgiving is coming.
Next week.
Oh.
That's next week is Thanksgiving.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's really soon.
That's next week. Wow. Hey, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And it's a great choice at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So Nathan's here with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I have an Ethan and a Nathan here, right?
Okay.
So, no, Ethan is on Fridays.
Right.
And Nathan is here Tuesday through Thursday. So, but because they both end with an A-N, literally go, okay, Nathan. Because I say Nathan, but people call you Nate.
Yeah.
Did they ever call you Nat?
No.
I'd hate that.
Yeah, that's not really.
Okay. So how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well, sir.
Good, good. Got in early this morning.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're always on time. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, he doesn't show up, because he always does. But
I'm always.
But yeah. I came in around, you know, 6:35, which was, I was pushing it right there. Mm. And you were there.
Sipping
on your coffee.
I just got here.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the weather look like this week?
Well, instead of it being rainy all the time, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 65. Tonight, it's going to be a low around 43. Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday's night is going to be low around 39. Thursday is mostly sunny with a high near 63. Thursday night is partly cloudy with a low around 42. And then sunny for the weekend.
Great. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned company based out of Anderson. Been around, a couple of decades now. Family owned business by the Kenny family. They it's a veteran owned business, and they take care of their customers. Propane, you know, prices are high, but they get discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have all types of plans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. An update on Odina the Wonder Horse. I don't know if I've talked about it on the air. I think we probably have a little bit. But she got a puncture wound, and we didn't know it was a puncture wound. It just looked like a cut on her leg. And horses get cuts. And we treated it and kept it clean and washed, you know, kept her leg on cold water because it swelled up some. Then it went away. And then all of a sudden, it just one morning, I went in there. Linda had been with her on Tuesday, and I was there Thursday. And it had the an infection had just blown out that where that cut was, and her leg had swollen up. So we got her to the, that was a Friday. So we kept it covered and had all types of and washed off all of it and put cold water on it all the time, tried to help reduce the swelling. She wasn't limping on it, but it was obviously something wrong in Crossroads. Veterinarian said bring her in on Monday, that they'd work her into the schedule. And so we did. And they ended up, with x-rays and everything, they found that it had been a puncture that had gone down on the inside of her leg. Luckily, nothing had, no tendons or anything like that, or bones had been chipped or anything. It was just infected. So they had to put a drain into her leg, and our instructions were, and then they put compression bandages all the way up her leg because her leg was swollen up, And our instructions were, okay, take, and the compression bandages weren't something you just, you know, you slap on a bandage and you wrap it around their leg. No, no, no. This was cotton padding, and four different types of wraps up and down the leg. Plus, you had to, they gave us a syringe to wash out the drain area twice a day. You had to wash it out. And it meant you had to put the bandage on and off her twice a day. So we took her home, and the next morning we took her back because we had a lot of things going last week. But the other thing is having to do that. I've never had to wrap a horse like that. I didn't mind the syringing out the area, but I've never wrapped her like that. So we didn't know if we'd have time, you know. And then plus she was getting 14 antibiotic pills twice a day. So you put them in a syringe, they, you know, they melt, and then you just put it in her mouth with the syringe and squeeze it back there. Now, sounds easy on paper.
Wait.
It's a 1,200.
That's the easy part?
That was the easy, that was the easiest part. She's 1,200 pounds a horse. And after trying to do that, she got her antibiotics. I got the antibiotics. Linda got the antibiotics. But, so we took her back Tuesday and said, why don't you keep her here till Friday? Because that's when you're going to pull the drain. And they said, okay, they could do that. So every day they had to unwrap it, wash it out, rewrap it, and then give her medicine. She didn't like that. And this is really surprising because she's a very, very gentle horse. I mean, she is a stable horse. Nothing bothers her. But getting that leg bandage took a sedation shot where they just kind of, they hit him and they kind of go, oh, okay. And, but they had to do that every day. And then they, you know, washed it out and wrapped it. So we went down and we went down on Friday and they said we're going to still have to, they pulled the drain, but it's still going to have to be wrapped like that. So over the weekend she stayed over the weekend and we picked her up yesterday. I can tell you that she was a somewhat different horse when we brought her out. She was excited, and she was kind of like on alert. And when I load her into her trailer, it's a straight load, and it's usually, you know, I talk her into it, and she hops in. This time, she saw the trailer and practically pulled me over to it and jumped in. She was ready to go home. So we got her home last night. And she's in a new stall in the center, so it's less things for her to bang on. But we put her out, she rolled right away, she jumped up and down, and she was happy. So she's back home.
Yay.
And then last night, I gave her the solution. I gave her 90% of the solution. And let me tell you, the antibiotics that we put in her tastes terrible. Now, how would I know that? Because and the guy that owns the place, a really nice couple, Casey and Jamie Robertson, he was there. He helped. We got it down her throat. And so she's home. She's eating. She's drinking. She's happy. And I can't say enough about Crossroads Veterinary and Dr. Shaw. And we're going to have her on the show. She said she'd love to come on the show sometime. She spent, besides going to veterinary school, because she has such a passion for horses, she's gone on to other schools. So it comes out to like 15 years of getting into this. And she certainly knows what she's doing. And she doesn't take any chances. In fact, she took a sample of the infection and sent it out just to make sure it wasn't, you know, the antibiotics were working and it wasn't supposed to be a different one. So there. So that's Odina the Wonder Horse. And she's home. And because a lot of people, when I put it on Facebook, put comments and all that. So there you are.
Right.
And like I said, it was a community, though. When she got hurt, when that infection blew out that first day, Dale and Trudy and Brock and Alex, and Colleen. We were all there working on her, putting a wrap around her leg, a different wrap than they have. It was just to protect the wound. We're all there. So what can you say? Good friends, people that care about horses. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another group of people that's local that care about the community and care about you. And we do our banking with Cornerstone Community Bank, and they are very professional, even though it's locally owned, local board of directors. And we've known the director now of Cornerstone Community Bank, Matt Mosley, for, 15 years, and watched him grow from a young man to now he is the boss down there. But they opened up 15 years ago, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. For more information, check out bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabad. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, and her assignment today is going out and putting 14 antibiotic pills into a horse's mouth. I wish I could get a video of that today. So,
really? That's what you want to be watching?
Well, you know what? She it's 1,200 pounds a horse there. And luckily, Casey's going to be out there today. So
and
I can count
exactly
on Casey.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-person job.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, you can't hold, and because she puts her head straight up. She looks like a giraffe. Nope. You can't reach me here. She doesn't pull away. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't paw or anything like that. She just puts her head up in there. Get your head down. All right. Hey, look, we're going to do open line today. We have a guest at 7:30. But after that, it's going to be open line, and there's so many things to talk about. So if you got something stuck in your craw, if you've got questions, and my first question of the day is, it's Tuesday, right? The election was a week ago. We still don't know who's won. As of Thursday, there were 21,000 votes still to be counted, according to the press release. Now, maybe they've put another press release out that we didn't get, but we get every one of them, or maybe it's someplace else. But if you've seen one, please give us a call and let us know about it. But I understand, you know, they gave an update on Thursday. Nothing Friday because it was a holiday. And nothing over the weekend because they don't work on weekends. And they being government employees.
Right, right.
And then, but yesterday, they had all day yesterday, and I thought they were going to give something like at 5 p.m. last night, they were going to do an update. And I didn't see it. I don't see it anywhere in my emails. So, I mean, it could be. Maybe you can check. And I checked the election results also last night just to see if I missed it, and I don't see it. So there was no update yesterday. And the question is, how many votes still need to be counted, and who's winning right now? Because, we talked about Thursday, Aaron Reznor overtook Kevin Cry by 27 votes. But there's still 21,000 votes to be counted. And Chris Kellstrom was ahead of Barron Browning by, I think, around 200-something votes. I don't expect the city council to change that much. Mike DeQuisto, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Lunds are leading in that. I could be totally wrong when they come in, because most of these were mail-in ballots. So, but I would think there would have been an update yesterday because they had all day to count and, you know, to come up with something. So if somebody out there in our listener land has seen an update, please give us a call and tell us where to find it, and Nathan will go find it, and so we can do that update. It just seems like the election was a week ago today. We should have a better idea. And how hard is it? I mean, I realize that, you know, we had a good turnout when initial results. You thought, gosh, what a bad turnout. But no, this is like the second, one of our second largest turnouts, especially on off-year elections. So great. Thanks a lot, Shasta County, for doing that. We're proud of each other for voting. But now we need to know who won. At least have an update.
Hey, Carl.
Hmm?
What do you have in your fridge right now? Like, is it full? Is it ready for Thanksgiving?
No.
Today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh. Linda did that Saturday.
Oh.
I swear there were bottles of stuff and we've had jam in there. We have a fig jam that I know has been in there for 3, maybe 4 years. And it finally saw. I don't even think it's ever been opened, so it's gone. So whatever, you know, if you're ever thinking about getting into something, don't ever make it fig jam. We just don't eat that. No, there was it was like two kitchen garbage bags full of stuff that she just tossed. Then she went to the cabinets too, though. And
okay.
I lost all of my survival, you know, your prep beans and stuff like that, because they were all like 4 years old. Out they went. And
all that.
And we looked at other stuff, but anything that was, and I mean, we're not talking about a month overdue or 3 months. We're talking like a year. And no, we do not fill up grocery bags and take them down to the Good News Rescue Mission. No, we don't do that with old food. We'll do that with new food this week. Nope, and there's no turkey in there because we're spending Thanksgiving with our kids. I understand, though, trends that maybe you should buy a turkey now because they are in short supply in some areas. But I have seen turkeys in the grocery stores. So, and if you're going to buy a turkey, you might want to buy a second one and take it down to Good News Rescue Mission or other places here in town to help out those people that for Thanksgiving dinner.
Also, you have a big box in front of your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Toys for Tots.
We're going to start giving away the Festival of Light tickets here tomorrow. It starts after Thanksgiving. Before Thanksgiving. We're going to start giving away tickets. But here's the thing. When we give away two tickets or we give away four tickets, whatever the tickets are, when you come down to pick them up, you got to bring a toy. Yep, it doesn't have to be an expensive toy, but it has to be a new toy, and you put in our Toys for Tots box so we can fill it up. Last year we had three boxes full of stuff for kids, and we'd like to do that again. So I haven't really been pushing it, but now it's time. A new unwrapped toy. And it's going to, you know, it'll go, they take them down to, Salvation Army and so that they make sure that these toys get to kids that need them. So when you win a ticket to the, Festival of Lights, bring a toy down. And if you feel magnanimous, bring two toys down for that. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. And in fact, if you're just, you know, out driving around today, we're here all day. Nah, no, we're not. But we're here to at least two or three. Come on in and drop a toy off. It's because we start early, and we leave early. So just come on in, drop a toy off. You'll feel good. Then you've done something for a kid that maybe wouldn't have had a good Christmas. Okay.
So do you have a go-to toy that you give?
Oh, you know, Hot Wheels.
Oh.
Those are always good. Or those dolls, you know, and stuffed animals are good because, you know, it's for younger children.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, we take toys, you know, puzzles. Puzzles are always good. How about books? You can, you know, go down to the dollar store. Really, and you can find a number of children's books, and those are always good. So books, puzzles, stuffed animals, those, you know, maybe a Lego box for a lucky kid.
I grew up so many hours on Legos.
I didn't have Legos when I was growing up.
No,
I'm sure they had them. We just didn't have them. But we did have those metal erector sets.
That you you're an engineer now.
Oh, yeah. No, mine always looked a little strange. So please keep us in mind when you're out shopping and pick up a couple extra toys and come on down there and drop them off here for our Toy for Tots. Marine Corps Reserve supports that and also our various veterans organizations here in town. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show, speaking of toys for adults, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they're getting ready to start their big sale. Not that they, you know, they have a great selection of jewelry, first of all different kinds. And they're at good prices. They're at fair prices. And so when they have the sale, you can really find some great jewelry for your loved ones at really good prices. And they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned. It's not a chain. Locally owned, local couple, Henry and Rebecca. And they're just really good people. And if you're lucky, Leonard will be working there too, so you can go over and poke Leonard. He's fun to poke. We'll be right back.
Way up high, and the dreams happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? The rain's over. So run down. or drive down, I guess I should say, to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. You will get an incredibly good car wash. You sit in your car, go takes you through. I swear they've got special soap and wax there because my truck, my 16-year-old truck, comes out of there looking brand new. And they are good people. At the end, they wipe down your truck with clean towels. They're smiling. They're cheerful. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Think about these as stocking stuffers at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Again, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. I'm here with Lori Corey, and you may have heard of her. Maybe not. There was an article in the Record Search Light about her business, but I heard about it before that from Liam, who is one of our producers here. And he says, this is really a cool business. So we asked Lori to be on, and she owns Downtown Grounds. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell people what your business is. Now, I mean, they might guess part of it. They're not going to get all of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me here today. It's a real pleasure. We have a coffee shop at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It used to be a Starbucks, but now it's Downtown Grounds. So it's a unique coffee shop in that we're not just coffee and tea. We also have art. And the art comes from Artistic Endeavors, which is another business that I own on Lake Boulevard. And Artistic Endeavors is a art day program for adults with developmental disabilities where they create art every day, Monday through Friday, with the help of their instructors.
It's interesting. And you, how long have you had that business, Artistic Endeavors?
Well, my mother started Artistic Endeavors in the late 90s.
Okay.
And, you see, my aunt was injured at birth and was developmentally disabled. And she has a cerebral palsy. And my mother took care of my aunt for pretty much all of her life. And so she was very involved with people with disabilities and various advocacy groups. And so she started with the assistance of Far Northern Regional Center, this creative arts program. And unfortunately, in 2011, my mother passed away. And I was working in Sacramento. I spent a lot of time here in Redding with my mother over the years. And I was trying to keep Artistic Endeavors going, and I was working as a police officer at SAC PD.
And you're a police officer. Okay, we're going to get into you, too, here in a few minutes, but okay, go on.
And in 2013, I was eligible to retire, and I decided to stop splitting my time and come up here permanently and devote all my time to Artistic Endeavors.
Wow. So so you have, obviously, there's mentors there to help people.
Well, we call our staff instructors.
Okay.
They're art instructors, crafts instructors, culinary arts instructors. We have all sorts of arts there.
My goodness, I'm getting a twofer today. I'm getting an Artistic Endeavors, and I'm getting Downtown Grounds here. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So then the artwork.
Yes. Yeah, so
take the artwork.
Yes. Yeah, so we at Artistic Endeavors over the years we've been there almost 24 going on 25 years, I think.
Wow.
And every year, several times a year, with the exception of the COVID pandemic, we've had open houses where we do a big sales event. And we've advertised and every time. But usually we only get families of our clients or people that we know personally coming into these open house events. And I started to feel like we needed to get more people involved and more, even to this day, people will come into Artistic Endeavors and say, I never knew you were here. I've never known about this place. Mm-hmm. And we've, you know, it's been a quarter of a century. So I just realized that we had to find a way to reach the community at large. So I thought about opening an art gallery in town, or, you know, in the downtown area. Uh-huh. But I felt like an art gallery wasn't going to be sufficient because a lot of times people don't just go to an art gallery every day. They might go for an event or if they're looking for something specific. But I wanted something that would bring people in. And I do actually have a background in restaurant management and coffee house management. So I thought, well, we have to have something that people need every day, coffee, tea, food, that they will come in for. And then we can introduce them to all this beautiful artwork that our folks create at Artistic Endeavors every day. And so far, it has really made a huge difference. Everyone that comes in, we get to talk to them about Artistic Endeavors and how it's helping our disabled population and actually an opportunity to integrate them with the greater community.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Well, it really is. I'm already looking for places here while we were talking. I bet we could put a few artwork, pieces of artwork up here and display them for you.
That would be fantastic.
Now, well, we'll work that out after on the break here. So I'm with Lori Corey, and not only does she have Downtown Grounds, a new coffee house, tea, coffee, food, but it's also a place to display the art from Artistic Endeavors, a family-started project from over 24 years ago, almost a quarter of a century, that helps those with developmental disabilities express themselves in art.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. So I'm going to take an early break because I want to talk about you and, okay. and how you got here and all of this. And we're going to take that break now. We'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment today, and she's down at the stables this morning trying to put 14 antibiotic pills into a 1,200-pound horse. I tried it last night, and the antibiotics taste terrible. By the time I got him into her, I had him on me, too. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, and she is truly an expert in this. She's got two separate divisions, one for financial management and one for insurance. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. And located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Lori Corey, who owns Downtown Grounds, but also is the driving force behind Artistic Endeavors, which is an art studio and more. It's culinary also for those with development disabilities. So, but I want to talk about you for a second. So, you were a policeman, police person,
a police, yeah. law enforcement.
Oh, you're a Leo, a law enforcement officer. I'm sorry. Okay,
retired now.
Retired. Put down in Sacramento.
Sac PD. Yeah.
How was that?
It was a great career. I wore a lot of hats at Sac PD. Besides being a patrol officer, I worked for a little bit of time during summers when they needed people in the SACA unit, which is sex assaults and child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Not assigned, but I really enjoyed my time there. I also worked as a school resource officer for a time. And then they also have a magnet academy in the high school, which is kind of like a police ROTC type academy where we train people, or the students, I should say, in police work. And also
kind of like a cadet
program. It's like it was a cadet program, of course.
Okay.
And I really wore all those hats during my tenure there, and I enjoyed it very much. I'm not sure if today's environment is a great environment to be a police officer. I feel for my brothers and sisters in blue right now that they're going through a lot of changes.
That's true, but Reading just happens to be one of those few places. Well, I mean, there's probably a lot more. One of those places where the law enforcement is supported.
Yes, and I feel that most people are supportive of law enforcement, and even
I think you're right.
Even in those other cities, but it's just a difficult time. There's a lot of pressure on officers,
sure.
Coming from a lot of different places.
Of course,
and it's more dangerous. I feel it is.
I think it's more dangerous. Well, just look at statistics,
yeah.
And you'll see that it's more dangerous out there being a police officer. But you retired from there.
I did.
And moved up here to Reading.
I did.
Took over artistic endeavors. And then to enable people, more people, to see the works of art, you opened up a coffee house.
That was the best idea I could come up with, and I'm very grateful to Far Northern Regional Center because they believed in me enough to support me in this endeavor, and I don't think I could have done it without.
Now, what is the Far Northern? What?
Far Northern Regional Center.
Yeah, what is that?
They are the agency that coordinates services for our developmentally disabled folks, whether they're adults or children.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who has a developmental disability can contact the regional center. We call it the regional center. It's or FNRC for short, Far Northern Regional Center, and talk to them about getting services. And services are amazing. There's services for families of young children for respite care. There's camps, counseling, all sorts of services to support families.
Yeah, that have developmentally disabled children.
And for adults that have developmental disabilities as well. So they can help them with supported living. They can help them with, whatever they need, whether it's transportation or to go shopping and learn how to, do things for themselves, independence activities, recreational activities. It's an amazing
organization.
They do wonderful things for folks who need that assistance.
And if you're listening out there and you know people that might need help, it's Far Northern
Regional Center.
Regional Center.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's and it's located right here.
It's on Churn Creek at Mistletoe. It's the large building across from what used to be Reading Bank of Commerce. Now I think it's Merchants Bank. It's right across the street.
Oh, in Churn Creek and
Mistletoe.
Oh.
Yeah, behind the Goodwill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know where that is. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, gosh, I'm learning all types of things today.
Wonderful.
One of the reasons it's cool to have a radio station.
Yeah.
And have a show is you're always learning new things. And because people will say, well, do you know anything about this? And usually I'm kind of like the Rio Grande River. My knowledge base is a mile wide, but it's an inch deep. So, but when somebody says something, well, it just so happens I do know about that. So, okay, so you kicked off your downtown grounds.
I did a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And
yes.
It's, and in it, so tell us about the place. I know it was the old Starbucks or something.
Yeah.
That was closed for years.
It was closed for years. The building has been vacant. So the story behind that is I had leased the building in February of 2020, and I, unfortunately, we all got hit with a pandemic of 2020 in March, and it sort of like brought everything to a standstill. And then in late 2020, the owner, Jeff Garrett, decided to sell. And so I was really committed to this project, and I had to really search my soul and see, well, what do I want to do now? Because who knows if there's a new owner, if you know, I'll be able to have a long-term viability here. What they're, you know, they may have different plans for the building. And so I decided to buy the building. And so that was when...
Bought the building.
In January of 2021. And then the pandemic was still raging. And so we still were kind of at a standstill, but I was, you know, I'm determined to see this project through. So with the help of North Valley Builders, Chris Agresta, slowly but surely, we, and Terry Topolsky, my architect, who designed my remodel, we were able to slowly get everything done. And we got all of our I's dotted and T's crossed earlier this in October. And so we opened up late in October. I think our first day was the 22nd.
Just last month.
Yeah. So it's only been a few weeks. And
well, I can tell you that Liam, our producer, is the one that told me about your place. And the story is fascinating, Lori, first of all.
Thank
because
you.
You're doing it for so many good reasons. So it's on the corner of Market Eureka. It's where the old, the old Starbucks was.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
And,
you know where the old Starbucks was? That's
yeah,
where
and
I'm
people,
at.
And people, you know, oh, yeah. So what's on your menu?
So right now we just have breakfast items. We have breakfast burritos, which are one of our biggest sellers. They are really, really good. They're a little bit different. They have a Laotian sausage, which has an amazing flavor.
Wow.
I never really liked sausage, so I was surprised when I went to the Sap House Grill when it was open,
yeah,
and they had some products with Laotian sausage, and I was urged to try it, and I did, and I thought it was amazing. So
okay.
I thought.
So now we're going to have to come down and get those, but now we got a phone caller. Bob, what's up?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Oh, hi. Lori?
Yes.
Do you still have someone teaching sign language there?
Yes.
You do? Oh, that's nice. Do you remember Betty?
Yes. Yes, Betty was our sign language instructor for several years, way back when.
Six and a half years.
Yes. When my mother was alive, yeah. By the time I got there, unfortunately, Betty was not with us.
Yeah, she passed away in 2013.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, we have to run. We're getting ready to have to take that 8 o'clock break, but thanks for calling. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Bob.
Betty was my wife.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. So you teach sign language down there?
At Artistic Endeavors, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We would like to try to be as inclusive as we can for all our population, and just teaching sign language seems to be one of those things that not a lot of places do, but we feel that it's important.
You know, Lori, half hour obviously isn't enough.
It's not enough.
And so, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you come back.
Okay,
and,
I'd love to.
But here's the big thing. Downtown Grounds,
right.
It's open right now.
It's open right now.
On the corner of Market and Eureka.
Uh-huh.
And they're open for business, and at the same time, you can have an art show at
right.
the same time.
So tomorrow night from 4 to 7,
okay.
we're going to have our grand opening celebration. We'll be giving out samples of some of our best beverages and foods, and we're going to have live local music from musicians right here in Reading from
okay.
4 to 7.
So from tomorrow night from 4 to 7, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. It will be
our grand
opening of Downtown Grounds with music and free samples.
Absolutely. We hope to see you there.
Thank you so much, Lori, for coming by today. How interesting this is, and this isn't the last time you'll be on.
Right. We
I
have
promise
so much more to share with you.
Okay, great. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after that. It's Open Line Tuesday, so if you got something stuck in your craw, give us a call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On this Black Friday, a sense of anxious anticipation among many retailers waiting to see what kind of holiday shopping season this will be as inflation drains our spending power.
Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on shoppers, and many are reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale. They're also more selective about what they buy. Some shoppers are also dipping into their savings and are turning increasingly to buy now, pay later services, such as Afterpay and PayPal's 6 months no interest. Some pandemic habits are sticking around. Major retailers, including Walmart and Target, again closed their stores on Thanksgiving Day. And many moved away from doorbusters, the deeply marked down items offered for a limited time that drew crowds. Instead, the discounted items are available throughout the month on Black Friday or the holiday weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
And now that the holidays are here, President Biden is assessing his political future.
The president has said he plans to use some time over the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays to decide whether he wants to run for re-election in 2024.
The president intends to run. He plans to run. He said himself that he's going to have a private conversation with his family.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre. The president, who just turned 80, has said he expects to announce his decision early next year. Recent polls show about half of Democrats do not want Mr. Biden to run for re-election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Chesapeake, Virginia say the gunman who killed six co-workers in a Walmart break room bought the handgun just hours before the attack, also leaving behind a note of grievances. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 166 points, the NASDAQ down 38, the S&P is up 4 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code SALEM. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
There have been more deadly Russian missile strikes on civilian targets in Kherson, Ukraine. In one instance, a high-rise apartment building caught fire when the missile hit.
Senior officials we've been hearing from overnight in terms of what was happening yesterday, they say there's been a fresh round of strikes killing at least four people, injuring numerous others in this recently liberated city in the southern part of Ukraine. Ukraine claims Russian troops are intensifying attacks on residential neighborhoods. That's not something that the BBC has been able to verify. But, of course, Ukrainian forces recently captured the city.
The BBC's Jessica Parker in Ukraine. The head of the International Energy Agency says Europe should be able to cope with the natural gas supply crunch in the coming months, thanks to considerable reserves. However, he's also warning that the continent could face a bigger energy crisis next winter. Russian gas supplies to Europe may end completely. Townhall.com. Well, the experts tell us this type of flu is for the birds, literally.
Avian flu wipes out over 50 million birds in the United States this year, making it the deadliest outbreak in U.S. history. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data, deaths of chickens, turkeys, and other birds represent the worst U.S. animal health disaster to date, topping the previous record of 50.5 million birds that died in an avian flu outbreak in 2015. The U.S. outbreak, which began in February, infected flocks of poultry and non-poultry birds across 46 states. Wild birds transmit the virus. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Residents of China's capital, Beijing, have been emptying supermarket shelves and rushing to delivery apps as the city government orders stepped-up construction of COVID-19 quarantine centers and field hospitals. Daily cases have been hitting records all across China. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 8:05 in the morning here on the 15th. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
What'd you think of that last... okay, well, give us the weather. I'm going to talk to you a little bit.
Oh, all right. Well, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 65. Tonight it's going to be low around 43, getting a little windy. Wednesday night it's going to be sunny with a high near 68. And Wednesday night it's going to be low around 39. Thursday, it's sunny again, low around 42. Friday, it's sunny. Looks like sunny, sunny, sunny.
Good, good. Monday, next Monday, maybe a chance of showers next Monday. So enjoy it while you can, because we need the rain and we love it coming in. The weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that has been in the business for a couple of decades. They know what they're doing. They take care of their customers. They treat their customers like friends. And as high prices of propane and all the gas and the oil, all of this, they give discounts for seniors and they give discounts for veterans because it's a veteran-owned business and they're great people. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. What'd you think of that, our last guest, and what she was talking about? Is that interesting?
I love coffee, and I love that business plan she did where she literally went through her profession as being a peace officer and coming and retiring and
coming
part
out
of the
here.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, in every sense of the word.
You know, I've heard of artistic endeavors before, but I never really paid attention to it. And artistic endeavors up on Lake is for those with developmental disabilities. And they have art instructors in there. And Bob called in, and they have classes on
sign language.
Sign language.
That's
and
so
have
cool.
you ever? Have you ever? I knew a young lady that had trained in sign language, even though she didn't do anything. She just wanted to learn how to sign.
I've had a very interesting life. I've had a lot of people I've known who have had sign language, and yeah, it's very important to a lot of people.
We had on our show one time, there was something going on for deaf people here in Reading. And so they had, of course, they had a person here that that was deaf and two other people. So we could, talk, and they signed back and forth.
Yeah.
And I remember asking a question, well, how many deaf people, an idea of how many deaf people there are here in Reading. And they discussed it for like a minute. And a minute of silence on the
air.
So I was talking in between. I said, they're talking about it right now. And then it came up with the answer was, we're not sure. But, there's a community here. So anyway, they have that. And then at her business is Downtown Grounds. And they display the artwork from Artistic Endeavors. Have you been down there yet?
I keep planning on stopping by.
I'm heading down there today sometime.
Right. I got to do that.
And they're having an open house tomorrow night from 4 to 7. And it's like free. Like free appetizers and stuff. You can take a look at it and get to know and see the artwork and all that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. I read a good article here about the Republican Party in California. And it's by a guy named Tom Elias. And I don't agree with everything Tom writes at times, but this one kind of was interesting. And he writes for California Focus. And the headline is, State GOP's happy talk can't erase party's irrelevance. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh. And he starts out by saying California's Republican Party doesn't have to be irrelevant, but it likely will remain so for years to come. Because if you look at it, it's party identification. And registered GOP voters are outnumbered in this 47% to 23%, exceeded for the first time by no party preference votes, now tallying 24% of registrations. And essentially what they're saying, and this is interesting. There was a guy running for state comptroller by the name of Lene Chen, a Stanford University faculty member who ran for comptroller of the state. Now, every paper, most papers, significant newspapers and TV stations backed him. Because he was the best choice by far to be the state comptroller. Anything you read about him was all positive.
Right.
He lost big.
What?
Why? Because people vote whether you have an R or a D by their names. And, I mean, here's a guy obviously overqualified for the job. Anybody that, you know, like I said, you know, the LA Times backed him, endorsed him. I shouldn't say backed him, but they endorsed him, because he was the best candidate, best qualified, non-controversial, and endorsements right and left, and he still lost. Now, there is a perfect example that people vote by party preference. Or they just don't do their homework or even read about it. I think that's the other thing, too. So what they do, if they don't read about it, they go and they look at which party it is, and boom, that's who they vote for. So what can they, you know, and even though that the Republican Party did better in some races, I mean, they still lost, but they made, you know, they made gains. Okay. This has got to be a long... If this is the long game, guys, I don't know how long the game is going to be. Even with one Senate race and a couple of assembly races still out there, still counting on them, Democrats still have a supermajority. Even if Brian Daly had won, which he had no chance, even though he got a lot of votes, and he's obviously qualified and much more of a moderate than Gavin Newsom will ever be. He lost big. And even if he had won, though, he has a supermajority of Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate. So if he vetoed another stupid bill that comes through there,
right,
they could have overridden that, and it becomes law. That's what the supermajority does. And the only thing you can do is try to pick off, like, one senator, you know, from the Democratic Party. Like, they did this one thing about wanting to put taxes on ammo and guns and all this. And one of the guys running for office said, no, I'm not going to vote for that. And that killed it from being a supermajority. So what can the Republicans do? If anything, Katie Porter was about 5,000 votes up on former Orange County Republican chairman in Orange County. And why a two-term Democrat Oceanside was in a closer than expected contest with a challenger. However, it's who wins. I mean, it doesn't make any difference how close it is. But what can the Republicans do? You would think at this time in our country and all the things going on, in California, I mean, we're at the forefront of doing weird things. You would think that they had a chance. And the answer was no. And we have not won... one statewide office. I say we, Republicans. And I'm not even sure I'm a Republican anymore. I'm not sure anymore. I try to vote for the person. I try to do that. Like if Chen had been a Democrat, I'd have voted for him because he's obviously qualified. I read all about him. This guy is good. I would have voted for him if he'd been a Democrat. They have not won one single statewide office since Arnold Schwarzenegger last ran for governor in 2006.
Wow.
16 straight years. Now, when you get into things like the border equalization, Ted Gaines, because, you know, he got reelected because, you know, they represent the northern areas, so, you know, he's a Republican. And I'm not even sure what the State Board of Equalization is for anymore, since they took away like 90% of their tasks to do and took them back to what the Constitution said after they had this horrendous scandal going on there. So the Democrats just took it away, took away 90% of what they do, and when they did, they took away 90% of their staff. But what they didn't do was cut their salary.
Oh.
And in fact, gave them a raise.
Well, I want this job.
I want that job. I've got 90% less of what I did 2 days ago. You've taken my staff, and I, you know, the staff, you know, answers the phone.
And it's a government job.
And it's a government job, and it's 90% less of what I used to do, and I get a raise every year. Jeez. And, you know, I want to ask about that. Why do you guys even, why are they making the same amount of money? Anyway, so as Republicans, what can Republicans do in California? One thing they really have to do, and we're going to talk about that after this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, you talk about a scrapper. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Sometimes everything's going the way it should be, but you're not sure, and you call Patrick, and he'll tell you, nope, just everything's going the way it should. But if you are not getting the treatment, if you do get denials, work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing. So you want somebody there that really understands that law, and that's Patrick Gorman. And give him a call at 530-262-2168. Today, former law enforcement, he's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Division, and other things. The guy knows how to fight, and he'll fight for you. 8:17 in the morning, 45 degrees out there on the 15th of November. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Trudio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Ridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 15th of November, next week is Thanksgiving. And this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. You know, they still have rebates available out there for to offset the cost of your electric vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Hello, Richard. You're on.
Hey there. I'm not sure if you've covered some of the school elections. Some good news. We now have a conservative majority on the Gateway Unified School District, so many exciting changes to come there.
Okay.
To include removing the feminine products out of the boys' bathrooms. Yeah, what the heck. Anyways, Anderson High School. Jackie LaBarbera looks like she's using to get on there. So no big turnover there, but they've been a decent district, you know, throughout. They've done good things, but, you know, you always got to keep your eye on folks, make sure they don't slip. And then, hey, I'll tell you what. Election day voting, Carl. I sent out the pictures of the precinct tapes for public consumption. If you want them, let me know. I'll email you the link. But Election Day results for Shasta County Office of Education. Arthur Garman, Rich Gallardo took 77% of the in-person Election Day votes, Carl. Yeah, it's in the pictures. It is the raw data. Two newcomers, 77% out of 100%. It's interesting. The online results obviously don't reflect that necessarily. But anyway, so the schools did okay. Next 2 years are going to be interesting, and then hopefully Patriots can complete I'll call it takeover, but we really just want freedom and liberty and individual choice. You know what I mean, Carl?
Well, you know, the thing is what I'm seeing is, and I saw something written yesterday, is the way people vote. And since they're counting all of these thousands of votes, and there should be another one, I guess, coming out today, the mail-in votes, that people that vote on the day of or take their ballots down voted one way, and the mail-in ballots seem to be coming in the other way. And not in every case, but in a lot of cases.
Exactly.
Is that what you're seeing?
Well, here's the deal. There's called statistical voting history. There's statistical voting, and then there's historical voting. So you have to – there's a lot to take into account when you're doing reviews of patterns and such. But Kathy Allen put out a Facebook post, a county elections Facebook post yesterday, which it's showing some different numbers regarding in-person voting, early votes by mail. Excuse me for not trusting Kathy Allen. I may have some legitimate reasons for that. But the number she's posting is kind of reflecting that more people are voting on Election Day. And that's good for several reasons, and I know you're coming up on the break, but, you know.
No, I got time. You know, I got time. Go on.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Things happen, right, when voting starts 29 days before Election Day, and then everybody's just in a rush to throw their ballots in the mail and stuff. Well, you know, we had Lisa Mashaw, who was a late write-in candidate. She would have been phenomenal on the Shasta College Board, especially with her pedigree. But unfortunately, you know, that was a late decision, and obviously that resulted in a smaller vote. But, you know, things happen in that window, when the window opens. And I do encourage people to wait till the very last day, if possible, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I think voting 30 to 40 days in advance, there's so many things that happen in those 30 days. Now, I'm looking at the Facebook page, and they had – this is kind of interesting. This is from the Shasta County Clerk of Elections. This was 23 hours old. They began processing ballots on October 25th, and they're still processing ballots. They're going to have the next elections results report tomorrow. But the total ballots received by date from October 10th to November 6th, 30,840. November 7th, 4,225. And November 8th, Election Day was 28,000 votes. Now, I don't know how many of those were mail-in votes, but, you know, Shasta County is, you know, for years has had like 60 to 65, 70% vote by mail. So it seems to me is that people are, I don't know if they just, you know, if that's when they received them. Did you see how many people voted that day by any chance? I'd like to know that.
I did not total all precincts yet. I have the tape, but I could add the numbers. I only added the SCOE race, which was just under 5,100 voters that voted for SCOE in person at the machine. But, you know, here, that single number, Carl, on that Facebook post, that single number on November 7th, that is very peculiar to me, and I'm not sure if Kathy would be willing to answer that question if you asked her that. Why did you single out November 7th? I don't know the rationale there. But
I don't know
you
either.
Know, I'm sorry. Sorry, no. Call me the skeptic in the room, Carl.
I don't know why it would be that, but that's a good question. And I've got a phone call into her. I expect her to be calling me back. But that's when I see that. That's a good question. Why that day? Why November 7th?
Well, thanks everybody for voting. And
that's the big thing. We had a real good turnout. Yeah. A lot better than I thought when I first saw the first numbers. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. We've got a. So when I see that November 8th getting 28,000 votes, total ballots received by date, it doesn't necessarily mean that people came in and voted. It just means as they received them that day. So they could be getting a lot of mail-in votes. And then they can get them as long as they're postmarked by the 8th. I think they can accept them for 3 or 4 days at least after that. So, yeah, anyway, it's quite the election.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of bundt cake?
Of what?
Bundt cake.
Bundt cake. What is, is that kind of like a yellowish cake? What is bundt cake?
I don't know. It's National Bundt Cake Day.
Bundt cake.
It's always on holidays.
I think it's that kind of a yellowish cake with white icing dribbled all over it. That's bundt cake.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great guys down there. I've never gotten a bad haircut there. They work by appointments only, so you don't have to wait. You just give them a call at 530-244-9478. Walk in, get your haircut, and walk out. Or you can pick that place to hide. Just sit there and get a little, just sit there where it's quiet. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:34 in the morning here on the 15th, 49 degrees.
How hot?
45 degrees out there. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. It's located over on Hartnell Avenue, close to Turtle Bay Exploration Park and the Sundial Bridge. And the staff there is simply outstanding, a gourmet chef. People that live there thoroughly enjoy it. It's not an assisted living community. It's for active seniors. They're pet friendly. Two dogs, two cats. You can either have two dogs or a dog and a cat. You know, we can go through all these different things, but that's how many you can have there. If you're looking for more information, if you're tired of having it's time to repaint the house, or where's that leak in my watering system, or anything, and you're thinking, you know what, I'd like to live in a really nice place, not have to worry about that, it's River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-221-2121, and he can arrange that for you. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living.
So, how many goldfish?
How many what?
Goldfish.
Goldfish. You know, probably an aquarium, you could fill it up. Okay, I watched. Okay, now, before I get into telling how the Republicans can become, in my opinion, a little more viable in California, do you ever get on Facebook?
I have to.
They've got something on there called Reels.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? You're familiar with this, right?
Yeah.
I swear to God, it is addicting. And they have in their they had this one. This cat is looking at the aquarium, right? Just sitting down. And he's like 5 feet down, four and a half feet down. He's looking at this aquarium, and he leaps up and goes right into the aquarium. Submerges, comes out, jumps out, and is thoroughly disgusted. It's just, some of them are stupid, some of them you don't even want to watch, but it's addictive. So watch out. I'm warning everybody right now, don't look at the reels. Okay, how can the Republican Party become more viable in California? Well, they could go put, instead of Republican, they can put a D for Democrat light, and they might give them a better chance. Or they could actually reach out to the communities and make that tent a lot bigger. But it's a long, this isn't a 4-day desert storm. This is more like a Iraqi freedom or Vietnam or something like this that goes on for a long, long time. To reach out to different communities. The Hispanic community, I saw all these things where the Hispanic community was really supporting the Republicans nationwide this year. I don't know if that, you know, you see these polls. First of all, I'm never going to look at a poll again and believe it. Not one. Not one, unless it's one that you and I do and we go out and we talk to people specifically. Then I'll believe it. And maybe that's what we should do, except up here you're going to get a predominantly conservative viewpoint.
Yeah.
It's just this. So when you do these, when they do these polls, they said that Hispanics were going to vote a lot heavier this time. And the black community was going to vote heavier this time for the Republicans. I don't know if that materialized. So what you're going to have to do in California, you're going to have to reach out to these communities. But you would think that inflation, taxes, gas prices, all of these things, gas prices are controlled by the Democrats. here in California. And you would think, okay, would you like to have more of a say on this? Well, you're not going to do that as long as the Democrats control the Assembly and the Senate. Would you like to have more of a say what happens in your schools? Is everything that's, because what it means is everything that's going on in Sacramento is just fine with people that vote. Maybe not everything, but not enough to change anything. I'm not sure how the Republicans are going to reach out on something like this unless it becomes such a charismatic presidential candidate. And I'm serious, a charismatic presidential candidate that can reach out and has very, very, very long coattails that he can, that he'll come to California. He just doesn't write off California, and then he can bring some people along with him to be elected to the Assembly and the Senate. I'm not, you know, the only thing you've got going is that everybody terms out in 12 years. And you got a shot there, but that's not working either. Election deniers. There were. Well, let's just go to the phones first. Hey, Jerry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Did you hear what I just said?
I heard part of it, but then when I was on hold, it was
cut off. About reaching out. How does the Republican Party get stronger in California?
So, we have a legislative body that controls the laws. The legislative body is the Assembly and the state in the state of California. They have jurisdiction over a gazillion things, and frankly, a lot of things that we have our congressional candidates and our congressional people that are elected try to say they have jurisdiction over, but they do not. There are 60 Democrats in the Assembly and only 20 Republicans. In the Senate, there is 29 and 11. Now, when you look at that, there's no way those numbers are going to change anytime soon, so your assessment of the next 100 years is probably correct, but I'd say never. Now, here's the thing. Why would the Democrats try to give up any power whatsoever and not have things going as they're going now if they win by, if you look at the state Senate races, you look at the gubernatorial race, you look at the Attorney General for the state of California, and you look at the Secretary of State, all those margins were a solid 20%, almost the same vote, 52 or, you know, 58-42. So the point is that we're trying to fix something that can't be fixed. The Republican Party can't be fixed because, frankly, they like it that way. You mentioned Ted Gaines. Well, Ted Gaines has been doing nothing. He and his wife are both in office. I believe she's either still in the Assembly or just termed out in the Assembly. And then Ted, of course, was a senator, and then he is the State Board of Equalization guru. You have all this stuff going on. The guy's got 12 houses now. I mean, why would he want anything to change? Why would any of these middle-of-the-road and blue dog, I call them blue dog Republicans, why would they want to change anything? They have the power. And one last thing, too. We've talked about representation. We've talked about the issue that we have in the Senate, for example. 40 senators in 11 counties, we have one senator. We got Brian. Then in Los Angeles County, they have 11 of the 40 just in Los Angeles County and four others that have parts of Los Angeles County and parts of other counties. So you're looking at 15 to 1. I mean, we can't fix California. We have to fix representation. We have to fix the machine issue. And we talked about that on our show Sunday. We'll be talking more about that. In fact, we had 3 hours of this stuff this last Sunday. Point is that there is no fixing California. There is no fixing the Republicans. There's no reason to reach out to anybody because I heard the same thing about the Hispanic vote. And being half Hispanic, I know many people that are Spanish and that are Latino. And I'm just saying that there is no change. The only change we possibly can have is to change representation to where we have better representation and more of it.
I agree.
And you can't change the representation. One last thing, real quick. You can't change the representation in California in the Senate because, as you know, prior to 1964, just about every county was represented by a senator, or maybe two counties together would be. Now, as I said, out of the 40 senators, we have 11 that represent Los Angeles County and four others that have parts of that. Why would they ever give up power? James K. Gallagher tried to pass a bill, tried to get a bill through that never got out of committee. God bless him for trying. What he was trying to do was divide up the senators in the state of California. If you're Los Angeles, why would you give up a senator? Tell me one politician, just one, that would ever give up any of their power. So we'll be talking more about this and where the real power is, which much more of it's in the county than people know, and we've been educating that over the last couple of months, and we'll continue to do so. The Board of Supervisors has a ton of power, and a lot of power that can override the state legally and lawfully. So we are just uneducated, looking at things that don't help us and trying to fix something that can't be fixed.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
All right. When they made that court decision in 64, and they said trees don't count, you should represent people. And they took away, it used to be a balanced Senate. And because then they had to work with each other to get bills through. And just like any place. And when they did that, they didn't have to do that any longer. And we, up here, what is it, 12 counties? We've got one senator. One congressman from up here. And Los Angeles has got like 47.
Yeah, but
so,
it's also based off of the population.
The whole thing is population-based. So no, I understand that. But they're not going to, like Terry said, they're not going to give up power. Why would they?
Oh, no.
No. You know, and that's the thing is, you don't realize how much power they have. They don't even realize it, I believe, until they're in the office. And then they, you know, name me on the federal level. I bet that there isn't one person, and I don't want to hear about Trump, but there isn't one person that went to Congress or the Senate that didn't come out richer than they went in. There may be, but I would imagine that most of them. I mean, Nancy Pelosi wasn't worth the hundreds of millions of dollars that she is now.
Yeah, there's
so many, you know.
Little backdoor deals there.
You think? Anyway. Speaking of Nancy, Paul Pelosi, there was a segment on one of the TV shows about Pelosi, and that got pulled. On Paul Pelosi. Got pulled. That's interesting. Okay, we've got to take a break here. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is becoming a teaching, like a university here, starting next year. They're going to bring in 8 residents for internal medicine. They'll be there for 3 years, and they're going to bring in 8 more the next year, 8 the next year, 8 the next year. Just keep going like that. And what's that mean? That means we're going to have more doctors at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're going to have a chance to look at Redding over a period of time. And, you know, how many of those are going to decide that, I want to go into my specialty, but I'm coming back to Redding? Or internal medicine doctors, which we really need, the general practitioners. How many of them are going to stay here? Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center is giving it their best shot. And this is another reason that Shasta Regional Medical Center, that healing starts there. We'll be right back.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, capturingtheessence.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Same Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tomorrow, Sheriff's Office will be on with us and talking about things that are going on in our county with the law enforcement. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Family and friends, together.
Hello, Roberta.
Yeah.
You're
am I on?
You are
oh,
on.
Oh, good. Well, I'm back, everybody.
Welcome home.
Enjoying the lovely rehab vacation, and but
I don't even know if I should ask about that.
Well, I had a triple bypass, Carl.
Oh, okay.
They did their best to wreck my cleavage.
Okay. And it's magnificent, I must say, Roberta. There you go.
Anyway, I wanted to mention gerrymandering because a lot of people don't understand what that's all about, but that's vote by design. And we experienced that with the Modi recall, and fortunately we got that through. But anyway, I just thought I would bring that up for people to take a little better look at what that does to our vote.
I think gerrymandering is what they do is they redesign the voting districts and
that's right.
Both Republicans and Democrats do this and
absolutely
and what they do is they redesign the districts so to help them win elections And every so often this is done, and people will throw lawsuits against it saying, hey, wait a minute, you have essentially isolated a group of people out here, or you have this district makes no sense. And occasionally they win. But gerrymandering is used by both sides to try to protect their people that get elected.
Yes, and that's what they did to the west side of our county.
Well, you know what? I cannot figure out. I've been in the first district for 15 years. And even, you know, and so they had to, you know, because of the census, they had to redistrict. But they could have done it in a very minimum way, so it wouldn't have affected 30,000 people, but they chose not to. And they completely, this board of supervisors completely overrode what their blue ribbon committee had developed with some pretty bright people on it. And so it was passed. Tim Garman, who was elected, doesn't even live in his district anymore. I'm out there with Platina and Igo and all that. Great people. I like that. I like that area. but I live right next. I live downtown here. So I guess they went down Placer and took a couple of streets all the way down to Court Street. Yeah, I don't understand that either. But gerrymandering, no. They both sides do this to try to maintain power wherever they're at. Thank you.
You got it, Carl.
Thank you. Welcome home.
Thanks very much
you sound great.
For the program.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, election deniers. How did election deniers do in the elections this year? So they picked like 47. They took 46 candidates. And they, in 1, 2, 3, in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. How many election deniers were elected? In Arizona, 4 were, 2 weren't, and 4 are still up in the air, but I think those mostly been settled. I think Carrie Lake's lost. In Georgia, out of the 8 election deniers running, 7 of them won. In Michigan, 5 lost, 3 won. Nevada, 2 lost, and maybe the third. New Mexico, all of them lost. Pennsylvania had only 2 lost and 8 won. Wisconsin, 1 lost, 3 won. So the biggest one right now left, of course, is Georgia, because now it's going to be the runoff. And it's either going to be Herschel Walker or his opponent. I should know his name, but I don't because I don't live in Georgia. And I know Herschel Walker's name because for a number of reasons. But Walker's running against incumbent Raphael Warnock, and that's December 6th runoff. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has become famous for UFOs and all these other things that she did. She only won by 80,000 votes.
That's a close race.
She stomped on her opponent. Now this is a woman who has gotten national attention for some of the things she said. MTG. So very conservative, but she won by 80,000 votes. Okay. I don't know. Now, Trump's supposed to make a big announcement today, I believe.
I've heard this like every day.
I know, but supposedly today. I hope his announcement is he's not going to run.
He's going to buy Twitter. No.
I hope his announcement is he isn't going to run. Mr. Trump did some good things. He did some great things. But his time has passed, I believe. And if anybody can unify the Democrats and a lot of independents, it's Donald Trump. We have, I think the Republicans, I say we, the Republicans have some good candidates standing by ready to run in 2024. And it's got to be somebody that's going to be able to have a lot of long coattails. Because if the Republicans couldn't win when inflation is running away, when it costs you in California an arm and a leg to fill up your gas tank, when there's food shortages, when the border is, you know, we're getting millions of people coming across the border, and I'm not going to mention Afghanistan and the debacle there, and all the other things that are happening, and the GOP could not sweep in. They have to find leaders. They have to find people that can win elections. And not just parrot phrases. So, anyway, hey, thanks for being with us today. And like I said, tomorrow the sheriff's going to be on, and we've got a lot of things to discuss with law enforcement. And, well, I mean, the sheriff's representative's going to be on. He can't be here, but one of his captains are going to be on. So, everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.